sorry I'm a little late.
Okay.
Got stuck in the traffic.
Start at 3 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see, our fourth and last meeting. There is. Yes. Okay, this is our last meeting. In this meeting, we will discuss our final design.
And we will do some evaluation about the, not only the product, but also the project. And then we're going to close the project today as well.
So after that, you'll be free to go and spend all your money. This is a detailed design meeting. We will discuss the look and feel of the design, the usability interface design, and we will do the product evaluation. In order to do that, we have this agenda. We will have the prototype presentation first, then we will set up some evaluation criteria. Then we will look at the finance. We will have to see if everything we want to do is also possible within our budget. Because everything costs money, and the more functions you want to have, the more money it will cost. So we'll see if it fits within the 12.5 euro per remote. We'll see that later. Then we'll do the project evaluation and the closing after that. So we've got 40 minutes, so we will be finished at 3:30. But first, we will do the prototype presentation. So some
experience
so far.
Well, this is what me and Richard came up with. The default spot for the on-off button, the mute button just below that. Then there's the volume and channel selectors. Simple plus minus button. We thought of a help button. If you hold it and you press another button, the help goes to the LCD screen. Then there's the 0 to 1 to 0 buttons, a button for teletext, a button for the subtitles, and the company logo. So it's rather simple prototype. And we'll have to see from testing here how the user state it.
Okay. Since the moment where
sure.
We ask, where can I ask questions about the functionality?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just pop that in.
When you're in teletext, there usually are buttons where you just press it and you go to the next teletext page.
That's just the normal, that's the normal remote controls. So you push it, you. And in page 100,
mm-hmm.
You can use the normal 1 to 0 buttons, and but you can also use the button for changing the channel, so shifting button.
Okay.
For shifting up in on teletext and shifting down. So.
Okay. But I thought in a few meetings earlier we tried to keep it simple,
mm-hmm.
Just a few buttons and large buttons. But I think these are altogether quite a few buttons. I'm wondering if we really need all of those buttons.
I think if you look at most controls, they've got more buttons than this.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the on-off button, it's a necessity.
Yeah.
Not that one. The volume and channel buttons, you obviously need those.
Yeah.
The mute button could be replaced by pressing the volume down button twice. So we could cancel that one. I think the help button really is necessary,
yeah.
because there's no other way to know when someone wants to know what a button does.
Or you can build in when you press one button. We discussed it already, but we think all people don't know that option, so they just put in press the button.
Well,
you can't leave out the number buttons, I guess.
No.
Okay, the text and subtitles.
So it's rather basic already.
That's what I pointed out earlier. If you just make a control for just the TV, there's just not much to gain here.
Okay. So you had somebody about something about the design of the buttons there?
Yeah, they're
it's normal plain.
Kind of hard
buttons.
To draw the white one. They're supposed to be equal sized, run with a little logo on it for the volume, the triangle.
Just to recognize it.
Just
so
for recognition.
We don't need a LED or some remote controls do it so, but because we use the little display, we don't have to use it.
So for the materials, we've just chosen for rubber buttons a different color than the case, so they jump out.
Because we only have 30 minutes left. We'll move on to the finance part, which is pretty exciting to see if it's all possible what we want to do. And I can tell you that we're going to have a pretty hard time producing this for 12.5 euros. If we see, I don't know if I filled in correctly, so just correct me if you see something wrong. I counted two batteries, but maybe we can also use one. I don't know if
it's possible. It's rechargeable.
It's rechargeable.
We can use it.
Okay. It's 2 euros.
Okay.
We need the advanced chip, so there's not much to save there. Here we have the single curve. We can see that the difference between uncurved and the single curved is 1 euro. I don't know, but I think the single curved is good for design and also for the display to have a prominent place on the remote control.
Yes.
I think we have to keep it.
Yeah.
Then we have the case material supplements. It's plastic, it's the cheapest one we need. So that's not much to save either. But then the biggest costs are the buttons. So maybe we really should try to discard some buttons to keep our costs low. Because we will have to get the 12.5 euros at the end. So if we let's first count the buttons we have now. 16. Yeah, that will be even more than 18 euros. So
15.
So
yeah, with the help.
Okay, including the help?
Yeah.
17. I think we can discard the help and the mute button by pressing down volume mode or pressing down a number. Long. That saves us 1 euro already. Is that we have got 15, I think?
Yep.
And this is,
I assume you count the volume and channel thingies for two buttons each, right?
No, those are one.
No. I think actually there are two buttons.
That's just one button, but one big button, but they are more expensive than the small ones.
But it's not stated in this.
It's just
so maybe
reference.
We can even make one button with the volume and the channel in one by
Well, I was
pressing.
thinking maybe you could just integrate three of those numbers to one button.
That's a possibility as well.
That would cut the costs.
So, and it's good for design as well, so you can make like this. It's good like cross.
But I don't know if it's cheaper.
Yeah,
So we still got four buttons, but just so.
Yeah, I think they can the materials.
We got not a button itself, but on the
on the chip.
On the chip, you've got still four.
That's right.
Four buttons. So.
Yeah.
But I think because we have the advanced chip,
yeah,
we can just count this as one button. But
I think this really is four buttons anyhow. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it is, but then it seems to me that it's impossible to get 12.5 euros. Also the LC display.
And that's
I think
a big cost.
I think it's too expensive for the display we use. I think they try.
If we leave out the display, we can also save money on the chip.
That's right. But what's the big advantage of our remote then?
Only the docking station, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't the docking station isn't even in this schematic.
No.
So it's not even
it's
taken
extra.
Into the price.
That's extra. That's right.
Maybe we should move to a different supplier.
That's an option. Calling something.
Yeah.
Don't you think we can, if we can count this as one button and integrate these buttons in three, then we save a lot of money as well.
We could save money on it, but would it make the remote more usable for elderly people?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
My mother can't even send an SMS message. So
yeah.
And we can buy a remote control when you can use it. So yeah, we must stay below the low 1250 or can't go up.
Well, since the market research indicated that older people spend their money easier, more easy, maybe it's feasible to just put the price of the remote up a little, especially since we have those less features.
Yeah, but we have to stick to the 12.5 euros. We don't have any more budget.
The margin is too small.
Yeah.
Is it possible to make one for 1250? I don't think so.
If you leave out the LC display, and if you use less buttons, so
but
you can
you can't use a
single chip. There it is.
Yeah. So you want to make a
then
so fancy and good,
with
attractive options, so you can stay below 1250. So
I think it's difficult as well.
Basically, becoming a choice between like either a good remote and a higher production cost, or just
no remote.
Any other remote control.
Or we can leave out the 10 buttons and take one scroll wheel for the programming. Which
scroll is one.
Because
that's
then
not
we save 10 buttons
yeah.
And five, one.
we're getting closer.
Getting close.
But how would a scroll wheel work here?
Maybe you can scroll. If you scroll, you will see the numbers on the LCD display. Until you've got the right number, then you push it.
That would bring up the price of the scroll wheel also.
Oh, okay,
the scroll
wheel
and push button.
Okay,
but
then you can push some other button as well.
You could just not scroll for half a second.
Yeah. That's right, so
you
if
won't
you
need
scroll
a
to a memory and then you wait a half second, then it turns to the channel.
I think that would be like the end of our usability.
Yeah.
It would definitely drop cost. Although
yeah, but
we need battery. And the regular chip is not possible. It has to be advanced.
If you want to use an LCD screen, you need an advanced chip, yes.
And we can save €1 by a flat design. That's an option we can.
Yep.
Then we're almost there.
Yeah, if you could just leave out one more button.
Yeah. So if we.
Yeah, or we have to skip the subtitle button.
Yeah, but I think that is a big advantage.
Yeah, it's a big advantage. But
can we integrate the teletext and the subtitles in one button?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty much the teletext subtitles are right now. You just push the teletext button, go to page 888,
and
the teletext disappears, but the subtitles stay there.
But if you push the teletext
the
button twice.
What if you have to scroll to page 888?
That could be scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click, scroll to 8, click.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, that would be just pretty much not an option for older people who don't even know what a scroll wheel is.
Mm.
Holding a remote, which they expect to have like 10 buttons for the numbers 1 to 0. Only 5 buttons on it and a scroll wheel.
I think if you make a good advertisement on television and in the guide, you can explain to the people how to use the scroll wheel. Just make it real simple because it saves a lot of money, and we can keep our LCD screen, which can provide extra information how to use the scroll wheel, how to use the other buttons as subtitles.
Mm.
And it's good for the innovative design as well. If you want to erase these. Looks a bit odd, maybe.
It's a pretty big scroll wheel.
Something like that.
You could make 2 buttons out of that and just If you press the volume button, you can control the volume with the scroll wheel. So that would save two buttons if you do the same for the channel.
That's really a good idea, I think.
And that will make the use of the scroll wheel
more obvious.
More obvious indeed.
So if we
that's right. So we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we can leave the teletext in if we want.
Yep.
That's so it's better.
So this is fine.
If we leave out all those buttons, perhaps you can go with the flat case. Make it smaller overall. So if you put the volume and channel buttons on the same height as the on-off button,
yeah,
the screen right under that, then the scroll button,
yeah,
you get a much smaller remote.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
but you can make a quite a big remote control for just the same price as a small one.
Yeah.
Just you only have to pay for the double curved or single curved.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
It's more the molds in which they are being made. Like single curved is pretty easy to just fill in, and
the
cases come right out of the machine. And single curved, you have to have a different machine than the flat one. I think this is a really easy one. What does everybody think about a flat or single curve design?
Well, I still think we should go for a single curve design.
Yeah.
And again, I mean,
Richard's argument was
all these changes
good.
Are not really okay with me, but since
we have to cut costs,
we just have to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd rather just go to the board and
ask for
get
more
us to spend $18 a remote.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Or do some market research and see what the options are.
Yeah. But I think we can keep the single curve well, just to express our LCD screen a bit more.
Yeah.
Some people will use it more, and especially for the help functions, it will be good if we have scroll button will be necessary to get a good help function as well. I think it was better to have this price list a bit earlier. Before
yes,
we went
definitely.
The whole design.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty different.
It's pretty different from
this one.
This is not really like for the group you were making the remote.
No.
This will really require a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
To get this to sell.
Yeah.
Other people like familiar forms and familiar stuff. This is not familiar for them.
No, but
so we're gonna have to do a lot of convincing.
I think the most,
but they know the scroll buttons from old radios. They also buttons like that for changing. So
we can
maybe it's.
We can stick it out. The old
yeah.
button.
Yeah.
Maybe that's recognizable for them as well.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good one. So. We have to move on. And it's less frightening, I think, if they see this design and think, oh, there are only five buttons.
It might be confusing too.
Yeah.
To be like, what? Only five buttons?
Yeah.
That's very special, so.
I would buy it.
Yeah, but you're not 60.
That's right. I would buy it if I was 60. No, I don't know.
Why it costs only 12.5 euros? No. Yes, they are.
No.
No, but we can go on with the project evaluation. Let's see. Okay, so then we still have 15 minutes left, so nice on schedule. The project process.
So I like set up all these criteria.
Evaluation,
evaluation
criteria.
Of the.
That's right. That was the
thingy.
The point that I forgot. There we go.
Thank you.
We've got 5 minutes, I think. Let's continue.
5 more minutes?
No, we've got 15 minutes, but.
Okay. So I did some literature study, analysis of the requirements we set up earlier, translated it into criteria, which would be these. Is remote fancy, shape, look and feel, innovative, what new functions are there, easy to use, learnability is a very important factor here, is it functional, are there not too many functions, amount of functions and those functions that are there, are they useful? The cost. The target group is the remote really for the group we're making it for. And recommendability, if our company is, if it's easily recognizable that our company made it. So we're supposed to evaluate it right now.
Okay.
Oh, I have to say, this was a little hard because the minutes of our last meeting.
Yeah, that's because my pen failed to upload its data.
Okay.
I tried to, but it's giving errors by downloading
so
the software.
Okay. Is the design fancy on a scale of 1 to 7?
I think it's fancy.
6.
Yeah.
Yes.
0 goes to 6.
6.
Is the design innovative?
Very.
Okay, so we've got LCD
subtitles,
scroll buttons.
Yeah. Yep.
7.
7?
Yeah.
So we've got 20 cents for our docking station.
Should be there.
Yeah.
Is the design easy to use?
It's a bit glitchy.
Well, would be for us.
Four,
I would
five.
Say
4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Four.
Between 4. Yeah.
Is it functional? Is the design functional? Do we have all functions that we want to include?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we do. Do we have too many functions?
No.
No.
I don't think so. It's pretty simple.
I think it's 7.
7. And do we take care of the biggest frustrations of the remote control, like it getting lost and
I hadn't thought of that one.
It was. I have been worked out. They are okay, not very functional and getting lost.
Are the production costs within the preset limits? Well, they are now. Does the design fit the group of focus?
I think that's a 3.
Yeah.
No, I think with our new radio button, I think it's I think it's better.
We have to test
it.
I still, I think it's too fancy, too flashy.
I think the radio button is not exactly what all the people expect of a remote control.
Yeah, true.
I would give it a 4.
I'm not sure. I think I'd go for 2.
I'd go for 3.
then we have to do the three.
Is copy right now as well?
Yes, it is.
Is it the logo there? So.
And they wanna put fashion in their products, in the slogan of the company. We have the removable front cases.
Yeah.
So I think it's very recognizable. Yeah.
I was also supposed to calculate the score, but probably we have my private.
We've got a calculator.
Yes.
Hmm?
Is this, so like after this can be done or?
We've gonna, you're going to evaluate.
Well, anyhow, these are 7 factors, times 7 is 40. Something, 42. 9.
19, 49.
And then minus 1. Minus 3. Minus 4. So it would be minus 8. 41.
41.
Out of 49.
That's 84%. I think that's a pretty nice score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings us to the project evaluation. Yeah. Thank you. Project process. Did we move through the right phases, you think, along the process?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we should have had the finance thinking a lot earlier.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the design phase.
So a lack of information about prices.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay. Okay. Satisfaction. Was there room for creativity?
No.
No?
Not too much, no.
It's because of the finance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was enough room,
yeah,
but the finance.
The room was, yeah.
And I would have liked to go for the younger users also.
Mm.
And just to be able to access the internet and get something of your own.
Restrictions. Internet access. Okay. Leadership. Was it clear what everybody had to do? According to their roles and functions.
Yes.
Mm. Teamwork, did it work out? Working together? Also, you, two of you with the.
Yeah, it was okay.
Last
yeah.
Days. Nice.
The tasks are very structured, so you can just do step by step, and
mm-hmm.
It's very easy.
Okay. Were the means sufficient for the tasks that we had to do, or were they too much?
Well,
mm.
The smart board, the drawing is just a pain in the ass, but the digital pen is very nice.
Yeah.
If it wants to download this data. Smart board was irritating. So you
rather want to have a flip over or something
flip
else.
Over or
a
more precise
yeah.
Faster as well,
yes.
I think.
But if you want to share when you make a picture like this on the presentation, it's easier to share it with other people, so you can
yep.
save it and put it on the internet or in shared folder or shared
yeah,
directory.
I tried to
so
open the file on my laptop,
yeah?
But
no,
huh?
It worked. Not possible.
You need the smart board
yeah.
application, I think.
Can
but
can
I
you
think
export
you
it like
yeah,
a
should be possible.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, you can export it in this image. Just so the sharing of information was okay. Yeah, Ben is here on the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible. Okay. That's nice. And we found new ideas for having this kind of meeting. So
yeah, maybe when we just give the numbers out of 7.
Yeah.
It's easier to do things like that on the computer.
Yeah.
So just like
so
university.
Yeah.
So,
so everybody puts his own score, and
yeah.
then yeah. it mediates the score, and
yeah.
you can get one. Yeah, that's better. So it's how do we go? Okay. Any more ideas or questions about the project or about the product? Because I think get to our last sheet.
Articles within the region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering we are not going to make a docking station.
Docking station.
That's
a good point. Maybe because of the docking station, the price of the remote can also be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And I think you can compensate that as well.
Mm.
So I think that shouldn't be the biggest problem because it's really cheap to make as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to get the 12.5 million? What was it?
15 million.
I think we will. We're gonna export this product. It's
yeah.
innovative. Especially in America. People are really take a death. Sometimes.
Yeah, I still don't think. I mean, if we're gonna make a scroll button anyway, it'd be more for the younger people than for the older people.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just refocus.
Let's put it on the market for everybody.
Or specifically for
you can change
people.
Markets where by changing the front cover.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can
That's
change
true.
It. So you can also try to reach the younger people by putting fancy covers on the market. Just as a test. See how it works. That's I think a good advantage.
Yeah, I think then it would be way more popular with younger people than it is than would be with older people.
Yeah.
Even if it were their covers.
And then I think we can have our little celebration.
Really?
It's a
party.
I think
think we still have to fill in one more question.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, I didn't get a message from the
ending of the
public.
Oh, we did.
5 more minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Now we still have some questions. If somebody has some questions, they can ask them now.
So you can put these
in the project folder as well. That's what it is. Picture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody is seeing the
project folder?
I don't.
Maybe they will save it, so
yeah,
it's
gonna be my documents.
I think I'm going to make our final presentation now.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to make.
I'll be back in about 10 minutes. Show you the final presentation.
Okay.
Okay.
Summary of the project.
Are we supposed to go into our own rooms again?
Yeah, maybe we have to fill
another
questionnaire.
I think you will get the questionnaire
yeah.
In your room.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you in, I think, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully, my pen will download this software.
Yeah.